And it wasn't Junior's Porsche. You know, it was just a hull of an old Porsche that we got to dump into the water. One of our writers, who Sandy Isaacs, who really loves cars, was very upset by that Porsche shot and said, "You didn't really put it in there." And he knows that we didn't, but he felt that that was a very disturbing shot. Now Gina's come back. As you know, she spent the night with Charlie, her boyfriend, who gets more important as the story goes on, too. But nobody's home. Every single time you see her knock on the door, open the door, up, here they are. It's a separate shot. So that means everything has to be reset. The lights, the camera, the actors, the place it's being shot from. Every single little sequence in this is made up of many, many, many shots that are reassembled during editing. So it goes from script to shooting through the camera and all of those choices. And then it goes into the editing room and there are further choices to make. There are parts of these speeches that are cut out and moved. And miraculously, it all makes sense. This sequence is the best thing. I want to say that all these things we work on together. I go down to Albuquerque, whatever the script is, and then I think I go through pretty much every scene with every actor. Before we shoot anything, we have a table reading. The director's there, and I'm there, and all the actors who can be there are there. And we go through everything. And some people are extremely precise about what they say. And these two really are. They really think about their characters. They really think about what they would do. And we talk about it for a long time. So it becomes a pretty amazing emotional experience for all of us. They went through a lot in the scene. They thought about how to do it. They weren't sure whether it was just a flat-out exposition or what it was. And when they got into it and when they began to really believe what they were talking about, that was great. I mean, that was like a complete... We did it another way where he didn't slam it down and scare her like that. But it's perfect. That's how you get someone's attention. And she wasn't paying attention. But now the story's real to her. What we were going for here was the whole idea that the story is outrageous and it displays stupidity and unkindness on his part. And it exposes Danny's vulnerability and says how much she felt that she was just left. She says, "She didn't want me." But it also says that her father did want her, the father who's ignored her all this time. And so it just puts them through the mill. And it's somewhere along the line, it's going to reflect things that are really real. Even if the idea or the plot seems a little far out or preposterous, we always come back to real emotions as much as we can. And that's why we get so much from the actors and because they care so much about what they're doing. And this is the turn that's really important because Danny always sees the big picture. See, you can't really batter down somebody's defenses in 1 minute. And well, he shouldn't because there's a lot of stuff. It was a real pleasure creating Danny because she's tough and she's capable of being mean and she's just like her dad and yet she really is vulnerable. And now, you know, here's the perfect boyfriend. That's a key question. You'd think it was the dad at the door, but it's not. It's that handsome Carrie, the agent. Here's a cat and mouse between them that we talked about quite a bit, too. And Carrie wants something from Jean, and Jean is smart enough to know when somebody wants something from her. I think there was a version of this where I made her more innocent and more, you know, sort of excited about the idea of Chris getting an agent and doing all these things. And I think Nana pointed out herself that this is someone who's run this ranch for years, who went to business school, who's been around, and who knows what those kind of people are. Also, if she's been in the racing world, she really knows. And so they basically have a negotiation here about Chris. And it comes to a conclusion that's satisfactory for both of them. There's a little scene cut out here where she talks to Charlie about this. I wonder if there's ever going to be a compilation of all the little precious moments that we cut out. But you know, it works fine just how it is because we go from one negotiation to another. And this is the moment where we see that Danny and Davis are very much alike. And you can also see, watching him, how extremely pleased he is by her strength of character. That was very nicely done. And you can see their breath. It's beginning to get cold. You'll see as you go through all the episodes that it starts to get colder and colder out. And you know, Northern California can get pretty cold. And so does New Mexico. But it's still beautiful and it's the fall. And if you notice the colors changing in the background, it's just the scenery, everything is just really beautiful. This is the beginning of a hard time for her because what did happen to Junior? We haven't seen him for a long time.